This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department said Sunday that it has suspended employee training programs related to diversity and inclusion. That statement confirmed a Reuters report from the day before, but affirmed the State Department's commitment to fostering a more diverse workplace. An internal State Department cable obtained by Reuters Saturday showed the temporary pause came after U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order a month ago, directing federal agencies to end programs deemed divisive by the White House. The executive order forbid the teaching by federal agencies of divisive concepts, including that the United States is fundamentally racist or sexist. The training suspension came less than 2 weeks before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election, in which the debate about racial injustice in the United States has been fueled by police killings of Black Americans that sparked nationwide protests over the summer. During the first debate with his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, Mr. Trump defended his executive order, saying the training programs were teaching people very bad ideas. Spain declared a national state of emergency Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on a dangerous track with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,000 cases were declared Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of more than 1.1 million people. It's also infected more than 42 million people globally. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.